with good coaches. I know he wants to point that out, and great kids, a talented and very adept athletic program here at Albion. But we're going to talk about not all of that, but about summer sports, of course, baseball and softball. And a couple of things we want to look at, Keith. When I talked to you earlier this morning, not on the air and not on a broadcast, we talked about what we would say tonight. And one of the things was, what have you seen in the big changes in summer sports? And one of the things you said to me was certainly all the other opportunities kids have in summer programs they didn't have before, i.e. AAU. Why don't you just take off a little bit on that and tell us what you've seen and how it's affected your job? And then I want to hit on a couple of other things, too.
Well, I think that some of the biggest changes in athletics, I'm going to take it from, for example, when I was in high school. I remember in high school I had a 110-pound weight set sitting in my basement, and three or four of us would get together and lift. And then it kind of evolved where we had a few loose weights around in the locker room. And then I look at where the weight programs are today, and I look at the opportunities that kids have outside of the regular season to improve themselves as athletes and specific sports. And to me, that's probably the biggest change I see from, say, 25 years ago when I was more active as a player in athletics. You know, and the most dramatic effect to me is when I look at the summer sports. If you look at one of our students, typical student athletes' summer calendar, you'll find that they probably have very few days, if any days, including Sundays sometimes, where they don't have something to go to try to improve themselves in one sport or another. And you'll see kids playing four sports in the same week, sometimes three and four sports in every day or two. And I think that that's probably the most dramatic change to me is the fact that the summer has used to be a time, this is something coming from athletic director sounds kind of bad, but one of the things that bothers me about that is summer used to be a time for family and have a little fun and relax, and what it's turned into, it's a time to schedule your family vacations around all the camps the kids do and all the activities they do, and which has a positive side, but also has a negative side, so... That's probably the biggest trend in athletics that I see is just the amount of opportunities kids have to participate, improve, play sports all year round.
And one of the things, Keith, it's a big investment of time, because I know when we look at our baseball and softball season here, we're going to pretty much have the season done by the end of June except for tournaments. But we're going to look at these kids who play baseball and softball, and they're going to be playing right up until school starts again with tournaments going on.
Yeah, and I think that one of the incredible things to me always is I look at the state, and I've even actually talked to the state about this once, about we have a 40-game schedule now, which is about 10 more than it used to be. We go until the third week of July, and then we start football the first week of August. Mm-hmm. And before that, we usually have 7-on-7 passing camps. I'm not just picking on football because we also have running camps. We have volleyball camps. So essentially what we've done is taken our seasons and made them back-to-back-to-back. And actually, if you look in the other end of the summer schedule, you have – this is another one of my things that I just wish we could get straightened out is we have track, soccer, you know, all the tennis going on the same time we have our first baseball and softball games. And I admire our kids for not only attending all their practices, attending all their games, but also working on something that's pretty important, which is their academics. And I can tell you, we as adults always talk about how these kids get to have a lot of fun and do all these things and maybe look at it as all fun, but there's a lot of work to that, too. I know we have kids in our high school that go home at 9 o'clock from an event at the end of the year, night in and night out, and then turn around and have homework till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. So the commitment of doing all these things is incredible.
One of the things you and I talked about earlier this morning was more and more young athletes are specializing, or at least there's the pressure on them to specialize more. And those camps, and I know you're a big fan of camps, and so am I, and some of these other avenues, because you've been involved in it in your past, and I have too. But we see this increasing pressure to specialize and continue to learn skills. And that's Albion's been very fortunate to deal with that in a very effective way. But some schools, that's become difficult to keep kids out, hasn't it?
Yeah, and one of the things that I like to take a lot of pride in is we have the 2, 3, and 4 sport athletes here. And I really think when you get right down to it, that's the fiber of our athletic programs, is the fact that we have teammates. We have people that we count on every day in a sport, and also they turn out to be our friends and probably our lifelong friends. And when you talk about all the specializations that I see with kids, and some of it disturbs me, I'm not going to say it isn't. I see it's put a lot of pressure on kids that are fourth grade through sixth grade to go out of town, maybe go to a camp where you have to pay $300-$400 to go to. And I think back and I think, boy, are we really missing the boat here a little bit? In effect, not that they're bad, because obviously the kids are going to benefit from it.
Right.
But I also, I think we're missing a little bit in the fact that we're putting that much pressure on our kids and tell them that it's so important that we need to start working on this because we need to be the best we need to be. When I really still believe that the character piece that's taught in athletics should be emphasized more so than just being the best all the time. And maybe I'm wrong, and anybody that knows me knows I enjoy winning as much as anything, but I also have a lot of Mr. Littleisms I used to call when I coached, like winning without honor isn't winning. And I think that we also need to make sure we're spending that same time and teaching kids how to be kids and have a little bit of fun and seeing them enjoy the activities and maybe take some of the pressure back off of the kids a little bit. And I still believe we're going to be fine in the end.
A couple of quick things, Gary, here on our behind-the-scenes segment before tonight's softball game with Centerville. Softball's changed this year because they certainly changed the pitching distance, and it's really changed the game. I know that you look at all the great records that so many athletes have established around the state of Iowa, certainly at high school here in Albion. But it's kind of apples and oranges now with the pitchers because it has changed the game.
Well, and I can tell you that one of my experiences when I was going through life was at 43 years old, I decided to go back and play slow-pitch softball with my kids. And one of the changes in softball this year is the lengthening of the pitcher's mound, which gives the hitter an advantage. And one of the big... I know I could hit a softball farther at 43 than I could at 22 mm-hmm. with the use of bats. So when you talk about lengthening the pitching mound, I think it was a very important thing to do for safety-wise because I think you see – one thing you see is softball players wearing masks around the infield and pitchers wearing masks. And that's a product of these bats they put out that it is able to return the ball off them at such a high velocity and gain more distance and so on that you're seeing it be a safety factor. And but once again, I'm going to go back to it's kind of like the old adage where you're kind of trying to help one thing, but you're hurting another. The fact that, but it also gives a hitter more time to get around. It gives them more time to make decisions and take some of the advantage away from the pitcher. So I'm all for moving it back and the fact that it's a safety feature. And I think we have to do that because of the bats we use. But I also think that it also adds an advantage to the hitter again. So once again, I think you'll see more runs scored this year in softball, and I think that'll all come to fruition. We'll know after a year or two of seeing this happen.
And the early indications here early in the season are there are more runs being scored.
Yeah, and like I say, I'm going to go back to it's kind of like football in that respect, and I look at all the rule changes they make in the NFL almost always is towards scoring runs and creating excitement. And so here we are with softball and high school, and we're moving it back, and we're have these bats that can hit the ball at an incredible rate of speed off of them, and then everything's geared towards offense and trying to create more excitement in the game and probably entertainment value a little bit. But I really believe that one of those two things, the linking of the pitcher's mound and the bats we use, are going to change the game of softball.
Keith, it's always good to see you. You do a fabulous job with the entire athletic program, and it was just very appropriate that we have you on our first behind the scenes for tonight's game, the kickoff of the baseball-softball season here on KIIC. Quick hit, though, I just thought of rainouts. They've been a nightmare already, haven't they?
Yeah, we're trying to do our best. We haven't got them all made up. We started rescheduling. We had the Centerville one baseball game is made up on Friday now, the 7th. We got that done today. And we'll continue to work on rainouts. But I tell you, I was talking to the baseball coaches out the baseball field the other day. I said, you know what's going to happen is we're going to wind up playing 10 games in 5 days at the end of the year or something like that, and which leads us to believe, right, we talked about before of our kids being so busy. But hopefully the weather will straighten out, and we'll keep rescheduling. We'll keep putting on the radio. Watch your TV, your radio. Make sure you're asking your kids. Tell your kids to make sure they are paying close attention with the coaches at the end of practice so they hear when it's going to be, and we'll keep trying to reschedule the games.
Keith Little, our guest, Albion High School Athletic Director, tonight before the ball game on Behind the Scenes. We'll be back right after this.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton and Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. For the barbecue, sure fine ketchup or mustard, 20 to 24-ounce bottles are just 99 cents. Kraft Jet Puffed Marshmallows are 99 cents for 10 ounces. Hunt's Manwich, just 99 cents for a 15-ounce can. And for a campfire breakfast, Farmland Sausage Links 12-ounce packages are 2 for $3. Barbecue savings at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex now. Rich Grimes along with Bill Taylor. We're anticipating a great game tonight between the Centerville Reds and the Albia Lady Deeds. We'll be taking a little more in-depth look at both of those clubs in just a little bit here on our Big Blue Live. But we've got a little feature here that's going to be a regular part of what we do before each and every Albia baseball game and softball game. It's called Where Are They Now? And we've got an interesting feature with one of Albia's great softball players ever. Here it is.
One of the interesting features we're going to do during the course of the baseball and softball season here in 2013 in Albia is a little feature we call Where Are They Now? And during the course of the season, Bill Saylor, yours truly, and Randy Stafford, when Randy's along, we're going to be talking to some outstanding athletes who have played baseball or softball in their years here in Albia and what they're doing now. It seemed appropriate tonight on the first broadcast of the 2013 season that I'd be talking to Katie Paxton. Now, a lot of you remember Katie Paxton. She is the daughter of Dave and Jan Paxton, and I think everybody's acquainted with them. But very few people probably have forgotten you, Katie. You were a great athlete here in Albia. Certainly, track and field, of course, you field events were terrific and a great basketball player. But we're going to focus a little bit tonight on your skills as a softball player. You had some great teams around you, but you made all those teams a lot better with your play. Tell us a little bit about your fond memories of playing softball for Albia High School.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know if I made the teams that much better, but I certainly did have some wonderful memories of playing with great people. I started in eighth grade, and I think my favorite memories were just really developing the softball program at Albia and getting lots of wins. And I think at one point we had we kind of set records for wins with the teams that I played with. I had great people surrounding me, and just enjoyed every minute of it, really.
I think the team that had the best record, and you were on some terrific teams, I think one year you actually went 31-3.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't remember if that was my, I think that maybe my junior or senior year. Mm-hmm. It was later on. So.
And you made the varsity team as an eighth grader.
Yep, I started as a pitcher, and then when Ashley Leslie came along the next year, I did a little bit of pitching and then moved to outfield, which is really my favorite position.
Well, I know I've talked to your dad about that. You were an outstanding pitcher, and you were an outstanding pitcher as just a youngster, in fact. But Ashley Lepley was something extra special. We're hoping to talk to her on a future broadcast. But I think your dad mentioned when you moved to right field, you were eager to do that, but you were such a team player. But usually with Ashley Lepley pitching, if they did hit it at all, it would be to right field. And there weren't too many people that hit it even out there, were there?
Yeah, you know, I got a little bit of action in the outfield, but definitely not much, and it was wonderful to play behind Ashley. And, I mean, really all the girls as I went, both ahead of me and behind me, it was just a lot of fun to play with. And, of course, I have to mention Erica Rockwell. She was kind of my partner in crime there, especially in our last year. You know, we made great memories with our softball team.
I know you were very close to Erica, and, of course, that whole team bonded so well together. You were an outstanding hitter, and you could hit not only for average but for power, too. Tell us about that.
Well, I think my favorite thing to hit was doubles, and I just really enjoyed being kind of right in the middle of the lineup. I had, again, a lot of great players ahead of me and behind me that both got on base and were able to hit me home when I got on base. So, we had a blast. There are some great memories with that.
You are a little bit modest about how much you contributed to the team because you were one of truly the great players in Albia softball history. You hold a lot of the records. In fact, if people go down through the high school and look at the leaderboard, some of the great records in softball, your name appears many times up there, and I think, in fact, doubles might be one of those areas.
I think that's one of the few maybe that's still standing, actually. We've had some really good teams after my career and stuff. We had some teams, really great teams, come up through that, and I think some of those records have been broken since then, but I think I do maybe hold still a doubles record somewhere. My dad reminds me occasionally.
Well, he's pretty proud of you, as is your mother.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this question. Is there one game in your great career, because you played varsity for 5 years, that really stands out in your mind?
There are several games. I think some of the bigger games that I played in, you know, in the games we get to state are probably some of the bigger games that I remember. But we never made it, even through my senior year. We were always a game short, it seemed like. But I guess one of the games that stands out, I played basketball, and so I would play basketball through the season or through the summers, and I rolled my ankle one basketball practice and ended up having to play through a sore ankle in softball. And we had a game against the team as a weekend tournament, and the coach didn't let me play the first game. And the second game, I got to pinch it, and I hit a ball so far, there wasn't an actual fence on this field. It was the second field at this tournament. And I hit it so far, but I only made it second because I had to basically walk to the base because my ankle was so swollen and sore. But
well, you got another double. You have to look at
it. Yeah, again, back with the doubles. It was probably the farthest ball I've ever hit, like my whole career that I ever hit, but I could only make the second base. So.
You had a great college career, too. You had some trouble with some knee injuries and some things like that, but you were so resilient and such a competitor. You always came back. You've had a great career, too, after you got out of college. What are you doing now?
Yep, I'm actually a physical therapist. I work at Mercy Medical Center in Centerville.
Mm-hmm. And I know you put in a lot of hard work. In fact, I think you have an advanced degree in that, don't you, Katie?
Yes, I do. I went to Central College for 4 years and then attended Des Moines University for another 3, and I have my Doctor of Physical Therapy.
You're very modest. I had to fish that out of you there a little bit. You're very good. You are the epitome of a great student-athlete. As I said, you did a great job not only in softball here with many records, but a great track and field performer also in basketball, great college career. And I know your parents and all of this community very proud of all you did. here in your years at Albia High School, and I know a lot of people will benefit from your physical therapy expertise. Good to talk to you tonight, Katie. Hope to see you soon.
Yep, thanks, Rich. Yep, bye.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rich Grimes along with Bill Saylor. We're here at the Albia Sports Complex. Hope you enjoyed our visit with Katie Paxton, one of the great players in Albia softball history. We are getting very close to the ball game tonight between Centerville and Albia. In fact, we're going to take a look at the lineups right now for tonight's game. I'm going to take a look, of course, at the lineup for the Centerville Redettes, and leading it off, playing first base for Centerville, Colleen Boyle. Batting second, the center fielder, Jess Demery. In the third spot, their outstanding sophomore or junior pitcher, Kylie Misetich. She is the pitcher. Batting in the cleanup spot for Centerville, catching Maddie Lang. The designated hitter, Rachel Valentine in the number five spot. Number six, Elisa Barger. She is the shortstop. Batting seventh, Lexi Regal at third base. Taylor Jewett playing left field. Batting seventh, Taylor Hendricks playing second base. And rounding it out, Katie Onan, the right fielder. And they are introducing those. Our good friend Rudy Riley introducing the Redette lineup. And they're lining up down the first base line between first and home. Let's take a look at the Albia lineup, Bill, and leading it off for Albia, Sydney Weldon, the center fielder. Batting second, the Albia pitcher, Lexi Van Polen. Batting in the number three spot, second baseman, Anna Riley. Batting cleanup, outstanding sophomore catcher, Emma Deneen. Batting fifth, Mackenzie Griffin, playing left field. In the number six spot, it's Kagan Bossert. She's at shortstop. McKenna Adler is in right field. Rochelle Heineman is then in the next spot, and she is the DH. Caitlin Feeler is playing third base, and Cassie Smallwood rounds out the Albia lineup, the first baseman. Albia's got a very young team. They're 3-2 on the year, Bill, but they've got an outstanding group of young players and some outstanding senior leadership. In fact, we're going to be talking to Anna Riley before our game on Thursday in our player profile. But if you notice, Rochelle Hyman's another great senior player. But they've got some great sophomores, including a pitcher, Lexi Van Polen, Emma Deneen, so sophomore battery mate there. Mackenzie Griffin, another sophomore. Kagan Bossert, a sophomore. Cassie Smallwood, a sophomore. It's relatively a young Albia team, but as I said, they've got some great senior leadership as well. Centerville has a pretty young team as well. They are led, as I said, by their pitcher, Misetich, who has an outstanding drop ball and rise ball. She has good location. She walks very few people, averaging only a little more than one walk per game, and she does have a good changeup as well. She is probably, and we don't want to put a jinx on her for Centerville, but she probably is the star of that team. And like so many softball teams, Bill, they're going to go as far as their pitcher carries them. We're going to talk about both these clubs, but first right now our national anthem.
Can you see, shining on the light, what so proudly we hailed, twilight's last gleaming, through the dry
nice job on the national anthem. Who was the singer on that, Rudy? Cassie? Cassie Smallwood doing her national anthem, and she did a nice job, Bill. And she, of course, is one of the Albia softball players. She is the first baseman. And, you know, when Francis Scott Key wrote that song, Bill, he wrote a tough song to sing. Yes, especially when you haven't warmed up. But Rudy Riley's up here doing the PA, and Bill Taylor and I, even if we warmed up, we wouldn't have been able to hit the notes nearly as well as Cassie Smallwood. She did a great job with our national anthem. We were just mentioning before Cassie brought that song to us that Nick Beloma, the coach again of Centerville, 6-2 on the year, it's his first year. They're led by their outstanding junior pitcher by the name of Kylie Misetich. And as I said, she throws a great drop ball, rise ball, and a good changeup. They're a young team, and they have some good speed on their team, Bill, and that will be a challenge for Albia catcher Emma Dineen, provided they get enough people on, and hopefully they won't from the Albia perspective. Centerville is led by, as I said, Misetich. Albia has gotten off to a 3-2 start. When I was talking to Mitch Chance before the game, one of the things, 2-3 start, I tried to add a little victory there. That's okay. But as Mitch said, they're hitting the ball pretty well, but they're leaving a lot of people on. They're not bunching hits together. They're just not putting the big inning together. And a lot of the times they come up with the hits, they're with two out, and so it's hard to sustain anything, Bill. And you and I, having coached baseball and softball for years, we know that's the case. You've got to string some things together. If you spread them out and you're not getting the timely hit, maybe a little walk in there sprinkled in, you can end up with a lot of LOBs, a lot of left on base, and it can lead you to some frustration if you're a coach. But Albia hopes to be able to piece some things together tonight and kind of get that offense rolling a little more. The umpire behind the plate, Mark Halverson, and he is from where, Rudy? Ottumwa.
Jason Skaggs.
Jason Skaggs will be doing the bases.
The umpire behind the plate will be...
So we are ready to go, Bill. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm watching this left-handed pitcher for Albia warm up, and
that, of course, sophomore Lexi Van Polen. And Lexi has a lot of potential, and she, of course, did a lot of pitching last year, and she is continuing to progress beautifully, and they're very high on her. And of course, one of the things I always like is when you've got a battery mate that maybe is in your same class, because you can see them develop and continue to grow. And of course, with Dineen behind the plate as a sophomore and Van Polen pitching, both sophomores, they've got a pretty good future here for the Albia squad. We're ready to go. Beautiful night for softball. First, the dimensions here at the ballpark, 210 down the right field line, 210 in center, and 205 in left. We are ready to go. Breeze blowing lightly, it looks like, to the west. Here we go, the first pitch, and it's a strike. Outside corner, strike one. Leading it off, Colleen Boyle, the first baseman for Centerville. We'll spot Albia defensively here in just a moment. Pitch on the way, high and outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Cassie Smallwood is at first base for Albia, senior. Anna Riley at second. Kagan Bossert is at short. Caitlin Spieler is at third. Foul back, strike two. One ball and two strikes. In the outfield for Albia is Kenzie Griffin in left, Sidney Weldon in center, McKenna Adler in right. Behind the plate, it's Dineen. And pitching again for Albia, Lexi Van Polen. On deck for Centerville, it's Jess Demery. Here's a pitch on the way, reaching out for it, a little looping. Oh, that drops just fair beyond the first base bag, and that's a leadoff single for Boyle. She just kind of stuck the bat out there that time and looped a little drifting fly ball beyond the first base from Smallwood, and so Centerville has their leadoff hitter on. Those are the ones that really frustrate you, Bill. It was a good pitch. She just makes some contact and finds herself at first base.
Just out of reach of the first baseman, if she would have caught the ball, it would have been a very good catch. But it fell in behind her, and there's another one-hop single. Oh, yes, right on right fielder Adler.
Rounding third, coming in to score is Boyle. Demery had it to third. There's the relay, and they're going to hold her up at third base. And what happened there, Bill, and I talked to Mitch Chance before the ball game, and he said one of the things Centerville does so very well is they have a lot of slap hitters. And we saw it there, didn't we? As Demery came up, just kind of slapped at the ball, took it to right field, and that's where she wanted to go with it, trying to hit behind the runner at the least and advance her. And that time it looked like Adler might have lost that ball. It dropped in front of her. I think she had a play, but Centerville jumps on top quickly, 1-0. They've got a runner at third, nobody out.
I'm having a tough time, Rich, trying to decide if that's an error on our right fielder or if we're going to give her a triple on that hit. It was not hit that. I think I'm going to give the right fielder an error.
I think we've got a hit and an error, a hit and an error, a single and a two-base error there. Adler should have made the play at least in front of her. She had to make a decision to try to come in, make the play, or to play it off the hop, and she decided to play it off the hop, but it just skidded right by her. There's a little bouncing ball to the shortstop. Bossert over to first, pulls her off the bag, and now Misicic, the Centerville pitcher, is on first. The run scores for Demery, and that's an error on Bossert. So Albia having a little trouble getting going here in the early going. Centerville leads it 2-0, and they've got Misicic at first, who has good speed, and the catcher, Maddie Lang, right-handed batter, is up there now. Playing in at first now for Albia Smallwood, anticipating the bunt. There's a strike on the outside corner. No balls and one strike. So Centerville has jumped on top here early, thanks largely to a scratch infield hit and a couple of errors. Pitch outside for ball, outside and low. One ball and one strike. Lexi Van Polen doing the pitching for Albia. On deck, it's Rachel Valentine. Pitch on the way, foul ball back and out of play. And it's one ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes. Misicic is at first. You know, Bill, I know from the many years I coach girls softball and baseball, it's always so interesting to see the equipment changes. You know, a lot of the girls wear face masks now to protect themselves a little bit. The helmets, of course, are a little different. Big changes in the game over the years, but still a great and exciting game, girls softball. Ball outside, 2-2. And baseball's changed as much, has changed a lot, too, but not nearly as much, I don't think, as softball. It's still very, very much the same. The bats, of course, are probably the big change. And there's a line shot foul down the third baseline as Lang really pulled that ball out in front that time. 2-2.
I see the Albia infielders are wearing face masks on defense, third baseman. And the shortstop and pitcher wear face masks. Catcher, of course, face mask.
2-2 pitch on the way. It's a little high, ball three. Well, the interesting thing, and Keith Little mentioned it on our feature before the game, is with the continuing development, much like in golf, the continuing development and improvement of the bats, those balls can really come off the bat when these kids hit them. And it can be on those infielders rapidly. There's a foul ball out of play by Lang over on the right side. Count remains, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Misicic showing no inclination to run, which is, with her speed, is a pretty good tribute to Emmett Deneen. Looking in now for the sign, Van Polen, the pitch on the way, and there's a fly ball out to center field, moving over for it as Weldon, makes the catch, and that's out number one. They get the ball hit out into left center. Weldon got a good jump on the ball. Bill made an easy play and holding it first base. It's Misicic. The batter right now, Rachel Valentine.
I think maybe that's what we need to settle down a little bit, is a nice fly ball out to center fielder.
Infielder, regular depth. Here's the pitch. There's a little slow hit ground ball just to the shortstop. Nice play by Bossert. Deneen moves down to second for the second out. And, Bill, I thought we were in trouble there, too. That ball took a big hop over the glove of Caitlin Spieler, but a great play by Bossert, who was backing her up, and she rifled it over to first for the play.
That was very good backup for the shortstop because the ball actually was the third baseman's ball, and it took a bad bounce and went to the shortstop.
And Bossert had to throw from deep in the hole to make that play.
She made a great throw.
So Deneen now takes strike one from Polen as she gets the pitch. She waits a second from Lexi. Swing and a miss. Change up there. Took something off that pitch. It's 0-2. So now Albia's settling down here a little bit. Polen is ahead of the batter, 0-2. And, of course, Barger the batter. Here's the pitch, outside.
Oh,
ball one. One ball and two strikes.
This was a fly to center field.
Forget Alyssa Barger, the shortstop, is the Centerville batter. Two out, runner at second. 2-0 Centerville. Polen, Ben Polen throws it outside. That evens the count, 2-2. Deuce is wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 runs in, and 2 out. Top of the first, Centerville leading it 2-0. Pitch by Van Polen. There's a little number down the third base line. Up with it is Feeler to throw to first, and that retires the side. But not before Centerville comes up with two runs in the inning to take an early 2-0 lead on two hits, two errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom half of inning number one. It's Centerville 2, Albie coming to bat.
Titan Machinery is your Case IH Better Solutions dealer for CNH original parts during this busy spring season. To get the best out of your Case IH equipment, you need to put the best into it. From quality oils, lubricants, and filters to replacement parts for tractors, combines, tillage, and planting, you can always trust CNH original parts to deliver top quality. You can also trust your Titan Machinery parts professional to provide the right part promptly. Use your Titan Access account for money-saving deals on parts and service throughout the year. Talk to your Titan Machinery parts department today to be stocked up for the busy season ahead.
Barker Implement makes hunting season so simple, Sue.
I couldn't agree more, Kevin. Customers of Barker Implement still get the excitement of successful hunt because they found the best prices on some of our top-selling products, like John Deere compact utility tractors and John Deere Gator XUVs. But there is one thing about John Deere season from Barker Implement that some might find upsetting: the fact that it's almost over.
That's why customers should visit ebarkers.com now or any Barker Implement location.
Powered by green, driven by values.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. I am Chris Grimes with Bill Saylor. We have softball action as we kick off the 2013 season. And leading it off for Albia in the bottom of the first, fly ball, and that is dropping in there for a...
I'm going to get a double. Luna had trouble with it out there in the, I'm going to say, in the lights of the sunlight, but she just misjudged it.
Sydney Weldon for Albia, and Sydney's had an outstanding start to the season for Albia. She's the center fielder. She looped a high fly ball into left field, and the left fielder for Centerville, Taylor Jewett, just misjudged that ball and dropped in for a leadoff double. Here's the pitch to Lexi Van Polen, sophomore pitcher, and it's a strike. 0-1. So Albia's got a chance to get back in the ballgame quickly here with Weldon at second, nobody out, Van Polen, left-handed batter up there. Swing and a miss, strike two. The ball gets past the catcher and aggressively moving over to third is Weldon. So Albia now has a runner at third, nobody out. The ball was a little bit high and tight, but Lexi pulled the trigger and she's quickly in the hole 0-2.
Pass ball.
Pass ball, of course, on the catcher, Maddie Lang for Centerville. That ball was high, and Lexi had a notion that time to pull the trigger, but wisely held back as that was high. 1-2. On deck for Albia, Anna Riley, senior second baseman.
Shortstop second and back. We could score on a grounder.
Ball two. Bill, you just made an interesting observation. Centerville here in the early going already with a two-run lead, playing their second baseman and shortstop back. A routine grounder should score that run. The pitch on the way by Misetich. Swing and a miss, strike three. Van Polen down on strikes. One down. One of the things you really want to do in this situation is make contact. And that's where senior Anna Riley will try to get that run in, pick up the RBI. Right-handed batter, Anna waits. Up in the front of the box, here's the pitch by Misetich. Strike on the outside corner. As we said, Misetich doesn't have, she doesn't have overpowering velocity, Bill, but she does throw a nice drop ball, a rise, and she is very effective with the changeup. Swing and a miss, strike two. Anna reaching for that one. And one of the things, as I said, with Mitch Chance that he noted on Misetich before the ball game is that Misetich has good control. She locates very, very well, and we see that in the first couple of pitches here. Foul back by Anna. Count remains 0-2. One out, and still our runner, Sydney Weldon at third for Albia. That's a run they absolutely need to get in here. Normal depth in the outfield and infield for the Redettes. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Riley. Outside. 1-2. Anna checking over to Coach Mitch Chance. Here's the pitch by Connie Misetich. There's a pop-up on the infield. The second baseman, Taylor Hendricks, calls it. She makes the play, and there are two away. Weldon's still at third, and it's all going to be up to sophomore catcher Emma Dineen. So Misicic's trying to work out of a little bit of a fielding miscue out there in left field, Bill, and she's one out away from doing it.
We need a hit here now.
Dineen with those pigtails, hoping to drive in that run. Good cut that time, swing and a miss, strike one. And Dineen looked aggressive there, and that's what you want in this situation with two out. And this is something Mitch Chance doesn't want to happen. More runners left on base, which has been an early season problem. Outside and high ball one, 1-1. Mackenzie Griffin on deck. Misicic looks in, swing and a miss, strike two. Good fastball. Misicic bedecked in those, looks like almost blue sunglasses. Redheads, of course, in their familiar red and black uniforms. Here's the pitch on the way, high and outside, 2-2. Janie Dorfinghaus, the Albia coach at first, hollering in a word of encouragement to Dineen, who fouls it to our right and out of play. Two balls, two strikes, two out. 2-0 Redheads here, top half, or bottom half, rather, of the first inning. Those folks out in the outfield beyond the fence in their lawn chairs look mighty comfortable tonight. Beautiful night here at the Albia Sports Complex. Here's the pitch by Misicic.
Oh,
just missed. And I was just hoping that Mark Halverson did not ring her up there. That didn't look too bad.
A little bit inside. Just a little bit inside.
And he knew what she was doing the whole time. She took that to count full now. Here's the pitch on the way. High ball four. That's a good at-bat for Emma Dineen there. She was aggressive on her two swings. She worked the walk, and now Albia has first and third, two out, and Mackenzie Griffin, another sophomore for Albia, left fielder coming up there. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for Dineen, Hannah Romaco, going over to first base to run for Dineen. Get a little more speed in there. And it will be interesting here, Bill, to see if Albia tries to move her down to second base. I would anticipate they would. And Centerville will probably let her take it, too. They don't show any inclination, although the second baseman, Hendricks, is cheating a little bit towards the bag at second. It's going to depend a lot on what kind of arm line has. Swing and a miss, strike one. And that time, of course, Romaco was not going.
I think Centerville is ready to try to throw her out at second base if she goes, because there's two outs, and then even though we would score, it wouldn't count.
Regal way in at third for the Redheads. There's a foul ball off to the left. And in the hole now, 0-2 is Griffin. And what we've seen from Misicic here in the early going is any good pitcher at this stage will try to do. If she's getting ahead, and she has been getting ahead in the count, she's putting it outside the strike zone to try to get them to chase. So a lot of pressure right now on Kenzie Griffin.
I don't think Albie's going to run on this. I think we're going to play it safe at first and third and let the batter do what she can do.
Pitch by Misicic, foul straight back. Right at Rudy Riley over here on the right. But fortunately, we have a thick chain-length fence right in front of him, which he is extremely grateful for. No balls, two strikes. Misicic taking a long look in this time to her catcher, Lang. Into the windup. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball hit out to center field. Well hit, but right there, just Emery to make the catch. Griffin hit it pretty well. Didn't get it all, Bill, but Albia, after a leadoff base runner, who they got to third with nobody out, stranded her, missing a good opportunity that time. And so Centerville, as we go to the second, will still lead 2-0. Albia had no runs on one hit. There were no errors.
Two runners left on.
We played one. It's the Redheads of Centerville 2. The Albia Lady D's nothing. We'll be back right after this.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. We get car buying fun. We get car buying fun. Summer's Car Credit. We get car buying fun. We get car buying fun.
No need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here in the top half of the second from the Albia Sports Complex. Softball action as we kick off the 2013 season. Bill Taylor along with yours truly, Rich Grimes. And Centerville leads it 2-0. With the help of a couple of Albia errors, they jumped on top. And right now, Lexi Regal leads it off, the third baseman for Centerville. And she lines right at the shortstop. Kagan Bossert, who has been very busy tonight, Bill. She's been in on several plays already.
She has, and she is doing really well.
And there's one away. Left fielder Taylor Jewett comes up. Taylor would like to have that fly ball that was hit to her early back because she kind of misplayed it, but it did not hurt Albia. She nubs this one right at the plate. It's a foul ball, strike one. Taylor Jewett, right-handed batter for the Redettes, as I said, in their red uniforms, black pants, red socks. That's been their traditional uniform for many, many years. And they have their names on the back of their uniforms. She wears number 15. Change up there from Van Polen. It's outside for a ball. She wanted her to chase that time. 1-1. One out. On deck for Centerville, it's Hendricks. High ball two. From Van Polen. Two balls and a strike. Albia playing regular depth, infield, outfield. There's a ground ball, Bossert over, just beneath her glove into center field, and that's a base hit for Jewett. Bossert got over, and it just went under her glove, quickly getting it back in with Sydney Weldon, but Centerville has another base runner. Runner at first, one away, and it's second baseman Taylor Hendricks. She is not very big, and I would be surprised if she weighs 100 pounds, Bill, but she's a good little ball player.
She looks like the type that is going to bunt the ball.
And she is choking up probably about 3 inches on that bat.
She may surprise us and really smack it, but she looks like the type that... Yes, I was right.
Little bunt right back to Van Polen. Throw to first in time for the out. And that's a sacrifice bunt from Taylor Hendricks, moving Jewett down to second. And, Bill, you could see that coming. And Albia saw it coming, too, as they had Steeler and Smallwood charging in from the corners, but it was Van Polen who made the play for the out, throwing it over to Anna Riley. And Anna, of course,
pitched right over.
1-2-4 on the putout. 1-4. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Bossert, she bobbles the ball, and reaching base that time.
Give her an error. I wasn't looking.
On the air by Bossert, and what happened there, Bill? It was a routine, slowly hit ground ball to Bossert, but the runner that time, Jewett, was running pretty close to her as she went by. Bossert actually, I think, might have thought she could actually throw to third, which she shouldn't have done at that point anyway with two out, but she bobbled it, and now Centerville has runners at first and third, and they're going to try to get Albia to play on the runner, Boyle, going down to second, and then she just takes it. Unassisted, so Centerville has second and third now. And they are really trying to draw a throw from Emma Deneen as Jewett comes way down the line on the third base side.
Here.
And right now up there they have Demery with runners at second and third. There's a pitch. She just reaches out the bat, little pop-up, and making the play is Spieler for out number three.
I'm a little bit off.
So just Demery just flies out to the third baseman for out number three. Centerville strands two. And, of course, Boyle reached on the air by the shortstop. She dies at second. And ending up at third was Taylor Jewett. So this time Centerville leaves a couple of runners on. And that's good news for the Lady D.
You know, what happened on the scorebook, Rich?
You wanted that girl that's not batting to get credit for that. I saw that.
Well,
are you related to her?
No, she doesn't bat.
That's right.
Well,
what's she doing DH for?
Yeah.
But anyway, nothing, center back. We're going to send her back to the studio, Scott. That was a good commercial.
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
Pain relief is close to home as Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia offers epidural steroid injections. If you're suffering from sciatica or leg or back pain, surgery might not be your only option for pain relief. Epidural steroid injections offer many patients temporary or long-term pain relief, and they're available at Monroe County Hospital. This X-ray guided procedure delivers strong medicine directly to the source of your pain. Would you like to minimize use of painkillers, eliminate the need for surgery? Then contact Monroe County Hospital for more information about epidural steroid injections.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Bottom of the second, I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Taylor. Kagan Bossard leading it off here for Albia, number 10. In the bottom of the second, Centerville leading it 2-0. They stranded two runners last inning. They've left three, but they lead it 2-0. Swinging strike that time by Bossert. Got a pretty good catch. He's still ahead in the count, 2-1. Kylie Misicic, the Centerville pitcher. She's been staked to that early lead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two by Bossert. On deck for Albia, McKenna Adler. You can't beat fun at the old ballpark, but for you Albia folks here, there's swinging strike three by Bossert. They would like to make a little more contact. Right now they're struggling a little with Kylie Misicic, Bill.
I think we need to hit it and make them field it, see if they can.
The batter right now is McKenna Adler, right fielder. First time at the plate, fouls that one off to the right, strike one. No balls and one strike. We're having fun here, but if you were in the iCubs game tonight in Des Moines, it's Jimmy Buffett night. Bill and Rudy. There's a looping fly ball out to the center fielder right there to make the play is Demery, and that's out number two. Making the play in left center, and it's now Rochelle Hyndman, the designated player. Rochelle Hyndman. Nope, Jimmy Buffett's there tonight. In fact, here you go, Rudy and Bill. They are giving out Hawaiian leis to the first 1,000 people that go through the Iowa Cubs game tonight.
All right.
Jimmy Buffett and I. How about that? You could still get up there after this game. Ball one low to Hyndman. And, of course,
how can I get up there, Rich? It's going to be midnight.
Well, you can see Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, well, good. I need that.
Pitch by Misicic. That's a strike, and that's at the letters, 1-1 to Hyndman. What's that? That's right. Well, actually, they've got a pretty good deal tonight. They've got some discounts on all of that. But you probably want that Hawaiian thing around your neck. That's probably what. Hyndman fouls that off, strike two, 1-2. In fact, the iCubs taking on New Orleans tonight with Miami. They're a Miami AAA team, and then they play tomorrow at 12:05. Rock Rapids in for four games.
We could make that one.
That's right. There's a ground ball, and that is just foul by Hyndman down the first baseline. So she remains in the hole at 1-2. One of the things I notice here about Albia's hitters here, and of course we're early in the season, is I'm going to use an old term a little here, Bill. They seem to be kind of stepping in the bucket a little bit, kind of reaching out with their bat a little bit. Ball two, count even, 2-2. They're putting themselves in a position where they're not going to make a lot of good contact.
Yeah. Your observation is I agree with it. It looks like, just like you said.
And there was a fly ball to right field, and, I don't want to call that a shoestring catch. That was,
one-handed.
That was a unique catch made down around the knees by the right fielder, Keeney Onan, that time, as Hyndman took her to right field. But to no avail, as Onan makes the catch, so it's 3-up, 3-down for Albia. And the second, we've played 2, and it's Centerville leading Albia 2-0. I just want to pick up, Scott, before we send it back to you. We always like to give during the ball games the iCup update. And as I said, Jimmy Buffett there tonight. New Orleans plays at 12:05 in Des Moines at beautiful Principal Park tomorrow. And then Rock Rapids, which has a very good team. They're affiliated with the Texas Rangers. They're in there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In fact, Thursday night they've got a 7:05 ball game, as also Friday. But fireworks both nights, which is kind of unusual this time of year. So great opportunity. You don't like fireworks?
I know. We need some fireworks here. I'll be in need some fireworks. Yeah.
And then also a doubleheader Saturday, which is a good opportunity for the folks. 12:05 and 7:05, and then Sunday 1:05. So Rock Rapids in. So the Iowa Cubs are in town at Principal Park this week, trying to get up and see some great baseball action. And we hope you're enjoying this game tonight as we bring you the kickoff of the 2013 season on our broadcast schedule between Albia and Centerville. And then Wednesday night, we're going to be in Bussey to see a very talented Twin Cedars Sabres team take on the Albia Blue Demons, and we will have that for you Wednesday, and we'll be right back here Thursday night, Bill, to see Sheraton take on Albia. Well, we're ready to go here in the top of the third, and it's going to be Misetich, Kylie Misetich, leading off for Centerville. They're up 2-0. Misetich reached on an error by Bossert in her first at-bat. She's 0-for-1. There's a strike on the outside corner by Van Polen. You know, you were talking about food at the iCubs. You know, on Sundays, you get 4 pizza slices, 4 drinks. There's a pop-up, and that's going to drop. And, boy, that's just... might need a drink after that.
Infield hit.
Infield hit. And what happened there with Misetich, she popped the ball up, just nubbed it, and it just dropped between Van Polen and Danina, and it just died there. And by the time Emma got there, and by the time Van Polen got there, there's no way they could make the play on the speedy Misetich, who was at first with nobody out. And the catcher, Maddie Lang, is up there, who flied to the center fielder. She's 0-for-1.
Pinch runner number 10 for Centerville.
Siebold. Libby Siebold is running for Misetich at first base. And that, of course, is very common. That many times over the years myself, get your pitcher out of there and get your courtesy runner in. So Siebold's at first, Maddie Lang the batter, and she hits a fly ball into the gap in left center field. That's going to go clear to the fence. That will probably score a run. The center fielder, Weldon, gets it in. But coming in to score for the Redettes is Siebold, and taking third as the ball came into the plate is Maddie Lang. So Maddie Lang driving a ball into the left center field gap. Weldon, and Griffin gave chase. But it easily scored Siebold, who went in to run for Misetich, which makes Nick Maloma look like a genius getting in that runner there to score on that one. And winding up at third, as that ball was not cut off, was Maddie Lang. And, Bill, really, they had no chance that time to get the speedy Siebold. They probably should have hit the cutoff and tried to hold that other runner at second base. But, of course, you know, you want to play aggressive, but that time it really played into Centerville's hands.
Yep. The hitter will be credited with a double, and she went to third on the throw to home plate trying to get the runner, but she would have only had a double. She went to third on the throw.
Valentine's up there now for the Redettes. She grounded out from short to first. She's 0-for-1, but she now is looking down to a Centerville runner at third base with nobody out, and the Redettes already leading 3-0. And that's a little foul ball for a strike. Well, anyway, we always do an iCubs update, and we wanted to tell you they're in town all week. So get up there and see it. Great place to see. And, of course, your son is an exec up there. Does a great job. And they've really had trouble with rain, too. Here's a pitch by Van Polen. Hi, nice play by Danine to save that from going to the backstop. 2-2. In fact, they're down about 15,000 this year in attendance because of rainouts.
Right.
But they won't be rained out tonight. We've got a great night here, and they've got one there, I'm sure. Ground ball, and Bossert up with a low throw. That goes over against the dugout, and we're going to have a couple of errors here. It scores another red-out run. They're up 4-0. What happened that time? It was Valentine hitting a ball to the third baseman, Spieler. She made the error. I think we could give 2 errors on that play.
I think we can because she went to second on the second error. First error, let her go to first, and second one put her on second.
Bossert backed it up very nicely at shortstop, but then in trying to hurry the throw where she had no chance to get the runner, threw it wildly past the bag. which allowed then Valentine to advance to second. So Albia really having some fielding problems tonight, and it's really hurting them because the Redheads are up 4-0, and now they have another runner in scoring position at second base, and up there is Barger. She grounded out from third to first. She's 0-1, and she's squaring to bunt, and that's high for a ball. One ball and one strike. And obviously Nick Paloma is playing for that other run, trying to move that runner, Valentine, over to third base. And some of those, and you see this with a young team sometimes, Bill, and it's early in the year. Pitched by Van Polen. She gets the bunt down. Van Polen makes a nice play over to the first baseman, which is Anna Riley, who is always where she needs to be. That's out number one, and advancing over to third base is Valentine. So the sacrifice works, and that brings up Lexi Riegel, who popped out, the shortstop, Bossert, back in the second inning.
It's an unusual sacrifice, Rich, because, there was to move the runner over to third, I guess it would be a good move.
That's a foul by Riegel. Well, they told me many years ago, and it's true, there are 9 more ways to score from third base than there are second, and there you go.
True enough.
One strike to Riegel. Swing and miss, strike two. Good pitch that time by Van Polen. Lexi is not pitching a bad ball game by any means here, Bill, but Albia is having some fielding problems tonight at this point, but they're still only down 4. There's a foul ball off to the right, over towards the Redette dugout. Count remains 0-2, one out here. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Lexi, in the windup, the pitch. There's a little fly ball out to the center fielder. Weldon is there, makes the play. Nice throw to the plate. Stretch wide to the right. They made a play on it. And credit Sidney Weldon with getting that ball in quickly. Riegel hit a shallow fly ball to right center. Weldon was over, made the play, quickly got it in, and she had good step on it, Bill, but it was wide of the plate. But still, Emma Dineen brought it back, and they did get a play on it, but in there safe is Valentine as Centerville leads it 5-0.
Sacrifice fly.
So Riegel did her job advancing the runner, and Centerville now has been staked to a 5-run lead. And the batter right now, Taylor Jewett. Ground ball with second baseman Riley. She's sure-handed, fires to first, and that's out number 3. But Centerville, big inning for them this time as they pick up 3 runs on 2 hits, 2 errors, and nobody left on. We've played 2.5. It's the Centerville Redheads 5, the Albia Lady D's nothing. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, Lonnie Stripe here for Humiston Livestock Auction, inviting you to a special cattle sale this Tuesday, June 4th, starting at 12 noon. Here's a few of their listings. Here's Hadley with 2 yearling purebred Angus breeding bulls. Here's Post with 60 fancy black steer numbers, 5 to 700. Costman with 54 fancy black steer numbers, 550 to 7. Haller, 30 fancy mostly black heifers, 750 to 8. Brian, 30 fancy black steer numbers, 750 to 850. Lutz with 5 fancy black heifers at 8 to 850. Plus many more cattle by sale time. For more information and consign your stock, call the barn at 641-877-2831. And we hope to see you in Humiston on Tuesday.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor. Albia trailing a 5-0 bottom of the third. Caitlin Spieler, the batter. One ball and one strike. Right-handed batter, the third baseman for Albia. Kylie Misicic fires in there for the Redheads, and a tie and outside ball two. 2-1. Albia has dug themselves an early hole here in the third, but lots of time left in this one. Still time to get back in it. Inside, ball 3. And there's no better way to get back in the game than to get that leadoff hitter on base. 3 balls and 1 strike.
Do not swing.
Spieler, the number 9 hitter for Albia. And bringing right in there is Misicic, strike 2. As I said earlier, Bill, Mrs. Hitch, I don't think is an overpowering pitcher, but she has good location on her rise and her drop, and she may throw the change right here. Nope, she comes with a fastball, and Spieler is down on strikes. One out. We go back to the top of the order, and it's Sydney Weldon. Sydney. Albion center fielder, just a junior. And what'd she do her first time up, Bill?
She hit a double to the left.
Yes, she did. That was the fly ball that the left fielder had some degree of difficulty with. That's what you say when it's not an error, but it should have been. One ball and no strikes, one out. Cassie, sitting well in the batter, left-handed batter, holds that back, well back, and that's a strike.
I think I made a mistake on Caitlin when I said don't swing because she...
She took a strike there,
yeah,
Bill.
But it wasn't 3-0. I thought it was... I thought she had 3 balls and no strikes, but she had a strike.
Weldon fouls it off to the red-hat dugout. One thing I like about watching Sydney Weldon, I know Mitch is very high on her. She's only a junior. She's a good leadoff hitter. She's got a good eye, but she's also aggressive. She's getting some good cuts. One ball and two strikes. Up in the front of the box, here's the pitch. And she hits it out to left field again. This is well hit way back there, and it is gone. Home run for Sydney Weldon.
205 feet.
Over the left field fence, she hit the first ball of the game out there for Albia, and that dropped for a double, but this time she put a little more behind it. She drops it over the fence, and the left fielder, Jewett, kept going back, and it became very apparent she stopped, but that one was gone, and that's a good pick-me-up for Albia. A home run for Sydney Weldon, the Albia center fielder, Lady D's. And, you know, she made me look good there, Bill, because they said, yeah, she's an aggressive hitter, and she proved it right there. Got a good pitch to hit and went the other way with it.
Get the power hitters leading off.
Well, it worked for Ricky Henderson, right?
It did well. Yes, it did.
Here's Lexi Van Polen, left-handed batter up there. Strike on the outside corner. And I do mean outside. I mean way outside corner. Mrs. Titch looking in, getting her sign from her catcher, Maddie Lang. There's a pitch outside. Low and outside, 1-1. One of the things I noticed here in the third inning, it changed rapidly, but Miss Titch is not quite hitting her spots as she did in the first two innings. And again, she's way outside ball three. And what she's doing here a little bit is she's, her release points change. She's not releasing the ball as effectively as she did. And when you lose your release point, whether it's baseball or softball, as you well know, Bill, you get in trouble. 2-1 now. Here's the pitch, bouncing ball to the shortstop. Boyer has it. Over to first. In time. Two down. And that brings to the plate Anna Riley. Anna popped out to the second baseman in her first at bat. She's 0-1. By the way, Bill, when we do our next game Thursday, we're going to be popping in a lot of stats and batting averages here as we want to give you the full picture of where we're at here in the early season. And of course, averages don't mean a whole lot earlier in the year, but they certainly do later. Inside and low, ball one to Riley. Anna wears number 7. Let's hope it's lucky number 7 right now. She's a good ball player, and I'm not just saying that because her dad's up here. She's a fine player. Good kid, too. Ground ball past the third baseman, but a nice play by Bear, and she throws wide of the bag, and Riley's safe at first. So that's an error on the shortstop for Centerville. Alyssa Barker. That's Barker. Runner at first now, two out for Albion. And it's Emma Denis. Emma walked in her first plate appearance. She is the catcher. And she hits a ball up between the first and second baseman, and that's going to go into right field for a base hit.
I think
Denis going the other way with that one. And what was interesting there, I don't know if she would have had a play or not, but the first baseman for them, Colleen Boyle, broke back to the bag quickly to try to take the throw. She might have had the best play on that, Bill.
She might have. I would have liked to see if Anna would have beat that throw. It did pull the first baseman off, and I gave the shortstop from Centerville an error, but I think she may have beat that out for a hit if it hadn't
And there's a fly ball out in the deep center field, but under it is Demery, and she makes the catch for out number three. The good news is Albie picks up a run that time on Weldon's home run, and they started to make some more contact that time as they did pick up a couple of hits and did get a couple of runners on besides the home run.
That's center fielder or right fielder?
Center fielder made the play for the third out. But Albie did come up with one run in the inning.
Two left on.
On two hits, there was one error and two left. But I think that was a better inning, the Lady Bees. A little more aggressive, trying to make some more contact, and it paid off. We're still early in the ball game. The Redheads lead Albia 5-1. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albie Motor Company, right here in Albie, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Spring will be late this year, and with it may come a shorter window than normal for spring tillage and planting. Make sure you have the horsepower to get you through potential tough field conditions. Titan Machinery and Case IH are offering an interest waiver on many used high horsepower tractors for 12 months. Titan Machinery has the finest selection of quality pre-owned high horsepower tractors anywhere. Check out their website at TitanMachinery.com. Check daily for the most recent trades. Then ask your Titan Machinery rep about the right tractor for your operation and about interest waiver financing for 1 year. Some restrictions apply.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex, heading into the top half of the fourth inning. I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor. Centerville leads it over Albia 5-1. And squaring the bunt here, pulling it back, as the Albia Lady D's were charging on that, is the leadoff hitter for the Redettes, Taylor Hendricks. She sacrificed her first time up. She is their second baseman. Chokes up on the bat. She placed a good bunt down for the sack for us earlier, and she looked like she was going to do it that time. Takes a low ball, too. She is, you compare her at second base with Anna Riley at second base, and they're both pretty sure-handed for both these clubs, but they're both very different types of hitters. There's a little foul ball down the third baseline, 2-2. You get the feeling when you watch Riley that she can drive the ball. Hendricks comes across as more of a slap hitter contact. You know, she's not going to drive the ball too far.
She's going to outrun anything she hits on the ground.
She can fly. And she fouls that one right back, and Bill, you might have had a play on that if it was just a little higher and there was no screen.
I don't want to play on
it. You don't want to play on it? 2-2, 5-1 Centerville, top of the fourth.
In my day.
In your day. Lexi Van Polen has pitched a good game for the Lady D's, but she has been the victim of some fielding miscues tonight. But we want to keep in mind, she is only a sophomore. And there's a little foul ball, a little spinner. The team goes for it, but can't come up with it. That's a foul ball. Still 2-2. We have seen a lot of Centerville's hits tonight have a lot of backspin on them. They're not quite getting good contact, but they're creating some problems because of the spin of the ball actually off their bat tonight. They've deadened a lot of things inadvertently, and it's working to their favor. And there's strike three. And that worked to Lexi Van Polen in the Lady D's favor, as Hendricks down on strikes, and that brings up Colleen Boyle, who is 1-for-2. It's her third plate appearance. She had a base hit and scored in the first, and she reached on an error back in the second inning. And she pulls a foul, strike one. You know, you look at the state softball ratings, Bill, it's early in the year, but there are some area teams that are making some noise already. In Class 4A, Atumwa ranks second in the state, Frank Houston squad, 4-0 already. We'll take a look at those in a minute. Ben Polen, and the wind-up, the pitch, high for a ball. Deneen does a nice job behind the plate, doesn't she?
She's a good catcher. We haven't seen that, whether she throws as well as she catches, but she does a good job of catching.
And Van Polen took a little bit off that pitch, and a good contact there by Boyle, and she just drops one out in front of the left fielder for Albia. K. Kenzie Griffin for a base hit. And, you know, you watch Centerville swing, and they don't get these great big cuts. They really are what Mitch Chan said, the Albie coach, before the game. They are almost slab hitters. They are very much contact hitters, make contact, and they don't really follow through all that well either, do they, Bill?
No.
But they're making it work. There's a throw to the second, and it's a stolen base, and not only a stolen base, but she dislodged the base down at second. Stolen base that time for Boyle. Are you going to rule out a stolen base? Official score, Rudy? Yep, she looked like she had a penchant to go that time anyway, and she's setting it second with one out. And let's see now if Nick Maloma will have Demery advance her, the left-handed hitter. And it's a little slap hit. They've got a play at third, but Van Polen going to first for out number two, and they definitely had a play on Boyle at third that time. And she did not really bunt that time, just kind of slapped at the ball, which they do. And Demery moves the runner Boyle over to third, now with two out, and that brings up Kylie Misetich, their pitcher, who was one for two. Reached on an error and then singled. Pitched by Boston, and she slaps one into right field, and that's going to score another run for the Redettes. They now lead it 6-1, and again, just slapping at the ball. And that one going into right field, Adler quickly got it back in. And you know who they remind me of? Probably anybody listening is not going to remember what I'm saying. But it reminds me a lot of a guy who played for the Giants and for the Cardinals years ago. His name was Matty Alou. And you remember the Alou brothers? There was Philippe, Matty, and Jesus. Matty Alou hit over 300 every year, and he slapped at the ball all the time. And that Centerville really is just slapping at the ball in a lot of these cases. And faking to go that time is Misetich. She doesn't. Deneen was ready to fire it down. Lang is the batter now. Matty Lang. She is one for two and has scored a run. Slide to center, and then single. Right-handed batter. All of Centerville's batters are up in the front of the box. I think that's interesting, too, which puts them in a position to get the bunt down in fair territory easy or to slap the ball and get something to go for them. They all have a very similar hitting style. Two balls, no strikes, two out. Here's the pitch by Bosser. There's a ground ball. And O'Reilly, it takes a bad hop that time. And reaching first is Lang. And boy, I don't know, you can't fault Anna Riley that she was down square in front of the ball, and that ball literally leaped over a glove. She was in good position there. I'm anxious to see how her dad's going to score that one. I want to give her a hit. That, I think it's a hit. So you lay it on us, Rudy. Say KIC said it's a bad off-base hit. And I think it was a hit. That ball absolutely just scooted over the top of her glove. The Redettes now have runners two on, two out.
In my day, I'd have missed it too. You can't catch that ball.
No, that was a bad hop. There's no question. You see it in the major leagues. Rachel Valentine, the batter, she is 0 for 2, but now the Redettes again have two runners on. There's a ground ball up the middle, base hit. That may score a run. Coming up with a play at the plate, not at the
home.
And the Redettes move again as the ball coming in from Weldon that time. The home plate, the Redettes with some great base running, take the extra base, and now they have, again, two runners in scoring position. Sharp base hit that time by Valentine into center field, and that easily scored. Miss a pitch, but on the throw to the plate, the two runners advanced to second and third. And really, she had no chance at the plate there, Bill.
No, she had the ball and could have had her at third.
They had her hung up at third if they would have hit the relay.
But she went for the put out at home instead and didn't have a chance.
And now the Redettes have a chance for a very big inning as they have Elisa Barger up there. She is 0 for 1. There are two out. She is grounded third to first and sacrificed. Van Polen fires its outside ball, too. And this inning, they have really been placing the hits this inning.
Well, that bad bounce had put...
That would have been the third out, and that was a...
caused all this trouble.
And there's a looping line out in right field. That's going to score one, maybe two. One run is in. Here comes another runner in to score, and the Redettes suddenly lead it 9-1 on a opposite field hit from Barger. And again, just slapping the ball just beyond the right field line in the fair territory. Adler came in, knew she had no play, simply got the ball back in as the Reds scored two runs very easily there. And suddenly, a game that was still within the realm of catching up, and of course you never say die, the Redettes now lead it 9-1. And the batter, Lexi Regal, who was 0-for-1. She drove in a run with a sacrifice fly, and she hits this one well out into left field, and that's going over the head of the left fielder, Kenzie Griffin. The Redhounds bring in another run, and going into third base is Regal. But you have to score a triple beyond the reach of Kenzie Griffin, and Griffin went a long way for that, but never had a feel for where that was going to be, and that dropped at about the 204 level out there in left center field, and that scored a triple. And just everything collapsing now for the Lady Bees. 10-1. Pitched by Van Polen, ground ball back to Polen, and that goes through her legs, and another run comes in to score, and safe at first now, Taylor Jewett. And when it rains, as we know lately, it pours, Bill. And it's pouring right now on the Lady D's as they are down 11-1 here on the top of the fourth.
I think we're calling that an error, Rich. It wasn't hit quite that hard. If it had been hit hard, it would have been maybe a base hit. But I think she should have had that one.
Well, what you're seeing here now with what's happened here, what's transpired with some fielding miscues early, Centerville really wrapping the ball all over, making good contact this inning. You see an Albia team that's pretty down right now. And they're making some mental mistakes, which you do when you're frustrated. And, you know, they've just got to try to pick it up here a little bit.
Well, we've got two outs. We get this next batter and get some offense going.
We mentioned the ratings, state rankings are out right now. Tumah ranked second in 4A. 3A Winterset from our area, number 2, Carlisle. That's an old nemesis for Albie Bill. They're ranked 7th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sneak a few more of those in here in a little bit. There's a good pitch by Van Polen to Hendricks, strike one. And Centerville has batted around this inning. Hendricks struck out earlier in the inning.
Yeah.
Who would have thought at that point that this would have become a 6-run inning? No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch on the way. Good fastball at the letters. That might have been, I think, the best pitch that Van Polen's thrown all night. She had it up at the letters. She ran it in on her, and she quickly has Hendricks in the hole, 0-2. Runner at first, two out. The pitch on the way, and that's outside for a ball, 1-2. We talked about the rankings. Again, if you look then at the next class down, 2A, you see the Mid Prairie of Wellman. Now, they're not in their area, but I'll mention that in a minute here. Here's a pitch by Van Polen. Just got a piece of it. Hendricks fouls it back. How many times in Albia softball's recent years have we run into Mid Prairie of Wellman? They are now ranked number 1 in the state in their class. And Clark, how many times have we seen Clark have some down years, and they are now ranked the favorite in the South Central, actually. They're ranked number 5 in the state. There's a ground ball by Hendricks. Over to first.
Oh!
And they rule her safe. And down to second, safe down there, is Jewett. And that's rated as an infield hit, scored as an infield hit. And there's the speed of Hendricks easily getting down there. And again, she did not hit the ball hard. But Centerville now has two on again. Still two out. We've had two out for a long time, Bill. And the batter right now, the leadoff hitter again, Colleen Boyle, and she drives a shot up the middle. That's the base hit. Here comes another runner to score for the Redettes, and they now lead it 12-1. And that time, the center fielder, Weldon, fired it in. Van Polen cut it off and held the runner at second as they had no chance to get the lead runner to it. And almost all of this damage has come with two out, which makes your two out RISP, your runners in scoring position percentage, very, very gaudy. And there's Whoopi as they now lead at 12-1. And the batter is Jess Demery again, who made one of the two outs in this inning. And that ball is inside for ball one. Now, Clark of Osceola ranked number 5 in our class, and as I said, many years they've been down, but they have great softball tradition now. And actually, in the 90s, they won a state championship when they had Kelly Shott. So they are tough this year, and Albie will play them again during the course of the year. So those are some of the area teams in the rankings in the various classes.
Nice
top liner that time off the bat of Demery, and Bossard makes the play, and at long last, the inning is over. But it was 7 runs for the Redettes here in the fourth, and they did piece a number of hits together this inning. In fact, they had six hits, I think, Rudy.
Well, where'd we start?
Seven runs on seven hits, and
there were seven hits.
A couple of errors.
Six. I got eight hits.
And two runners left on base.
Rich, I think we have, let me count hits again. One, two, three, four. Right,
what you say in that situation
six.
Is they had seven runs on too many hits.
Seven, eight hits.
Eight hits, okay. Bill says eight hits. And two runners left on base. Not a good inning. But we head to the bottom of the fourth at Centerville 12.
Well,
I'll be late.
Guys, I'll get
back right after this.
I gave him a hit.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
It's the most fun.
The summer's best memories are made at Schlitterbahn Kansas City Water Park. Schlitterbahn delivers one-of-a-kind summer fun with record-breaking adventures like King Ka, the longest tubing ride in the Midwest, the Boogie Bahn, the only surfing ride in Kansas City, and the Master Blaster Uphill Water Coaster. Plus, race your friends down thrilling slides or splash with the little ones in our specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn is designed for you and your whole crew. And at Schlitterbahn, you can bring your own picnic, plus parking, tubes, boogie boards, and life vests are free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
Schlitterbahn, it's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Kansas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Yeah.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Homes.
Wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
Farm better this spring and put more dollars to your bottom line with a Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing four levels of accuracy down to 1 inch. Case IH and Titan Machinery have the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. Titan Machinery offers affordable solutions to your auto guidance needs. Stop by Titan Machinery today to find out how a Case IH Precision Farming System offers you a better solution. That's why they call us the Better Solutions Dealer.
Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola, has a great selection of pre-owned inventory, high-quality travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, plus miscellaneous vehicles. All of the pre-owned units at Vaughn's RV are completely inspected. If you're ready for a great adventure, Vaughn's pre-owned RV is ready for your enjoyment. Some units come with a 90-day guarantee. See Vaughn's RV and Custom Interiors, 1609 North 14th Street in Indianola.
Best-in-class sales, best-in-class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock at all times, we're sure we'll have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com and see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps, plus any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in establishing your credit while you drive the new or pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just our goal, it's our only goal. Come to Indianola for every American make and model. Indianola Auto Group.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here to action at the Albia Sports Complex, and you might have wondered where we went. We went out for a sandwich, actually. No, we didn't. We had, we lost our power out here, and we're looking at our modem and everything, and we were good, but for some reason, we lost our power, so we're just going to pick it up again, and we can assure you, Bill, even though we make mistakes, we didn't do anything wrong there. We come back, Centerville line shot, base hit off the glove of Bossard, and that drives in a run here in the top of the fifth, and Red S lead at 13-1. So we apologize for technical difficulty. They might have thought a storm was going through, but it's a beautiful evening here, so we're okay. It wasn't bad. And I was chagrined, needless to say, because things were going along so well, but all of a sudden we noticed we didn't have any power. Appreciate Scott Fry hanging in there, and we got us back on the air here. Right now, things aren't going very good for Albie. Anyway, there's a base hit into right field, and that's going to load the bases for the Redettes as that drops in front of Adler in right field. And Centerville is having their way, 13-1 now, and they have the bases loaded, Bill, and nobody out here in the fifth. And, you know, the way this is going for tonight, maybe some people thought we just hung it up, but we didn't. We are loyal. Four hits in a row now for the Redettes, and there's a strike here to Lexi Regal. Regal on the evening is 1-for-2, and she's credited with the sacrifice fly, and of course that doesn't count against her. She's got ducks on the pond right now, bases loaded, nobody out. There's a fly ball out into center field. Moving in for it is Weldon, and she makes the catch, fires it in. They're going to play the plate, and they have got the runner at home plate on a great throw. A little high by Weldon, but Deneen put the tag on the runner. That time, Maddie Lang for the putout. So two outs, double play that time. The fly ball off the bat of Barger, or rather off Regal, and making the play was Weldon, and she threw it into Emma Deneen. And really, they had an easy out there at the plate, getting the runner that time, Maddie Lang. So a double play, and good execution that time by the Lady D's. Two out now. The pitch by Van Polen. There's a fly ball down the line, and that's out of play, strike one. The Redettes still have runners at first and second. I want to apologize. We were gone there for a little bit earlier. Technical difficulty, and we appreciate Scott calling in. We were not aware of it because we were still hearing things here, but you weren't hearing anything of us. But we're back in business. Here's the pitch, fouled off to the left this time by Jewett. The interesting thing about that technical difficulty, Bill, is our batteries were still good. It just went. It didn't have its Wheaties. But anyway. Taylor Jewett, the batter. Two out. Runners at first and second. 13-1. Here's the pitch. Strike three call. Great pitch by Van Polen on the outside corner. And that is out number three. For the Redettes, they do come up with one run on three hits, four hits. Four hits in the inning, four in a row, and they leave two runners on. They now lead at 13-1 as we go into the bottom half of the fifth inning, and we're going to send it back to the station. The good thing about that, Scott, is you got in some extra commercial for some of our great sponsors.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Now, the Redheads lead at 13-1. Caitlin Spieler, the third baseman, 0-1 on the night for Albia, swings and misses strike one. She is from Holy Trinity School, a transfer in West Point, Iowa. And the Lady D's love to have her on the squad. She's a good kid. 13-1 right now. We just speculated. I talked to Scott in at the station, Bill, and they believe actually it was a wireless problem with Verizon because he was noticing some problems there, and we were getting some signals here from Verizon, so maybe they dropped it. Not that cell phone companies ever drop anything, right? That doesn't happen, does it, Rudy? Only whenever you want to make a call. Should have went U.S. Cellular. Free plug right there. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. A little low, ball two. 2-2. 13-1, the Redheads. They've had it all their way tonight, haven't they, Bill?
Yes, they have. They have lots of hits and lots of runs.
Two balls, two strikes, the pitch by Missy Pitch, and she rings her up, strike three. That brings to the plate Sydney Weldon. Sydney has to be the play of the game tonight for Albion. She hit a home run to left field in her last at-bat. We will remind everybody after the game we'll be talking to Mitch Chance, and we'll have our star of the game from the Lady D's, win or lose, and play of the game. And right now, the play of the game has to be Sydney Weldon's home run. Left-handed batter, the pitch, and there's a little looper. It drops over the second baseman's head. That's a base hit. And Sydney is 3-for-3 on the evening. Big bright spot for the Lady D's tonight. She's at first with one out, and that brings to the plate Lexi Van Polen, who's 0-for-2. She struck out in the first and grounded out from short to first to the third. The double. Swing him a strike one.
She's definitely the batting star of the game for the Albia Lady D's.
Here's the pitch. Foul straight back. Good cut by Lexi. Well, the word I just officially got is we had a cell phone drop. Verizon dropped us that inning. They didn't like the score any better than we did.
Are they Lady D?
They must be Lady D fans. Miss a pitch. She had some great movement on that pitch, I'll tell you. Good pitch that time, but it was outside for a ball by Kylie Misetich, who's been staked to a 12-run lead here. One ball, two strikes. Van Polen waits. The pitch by Misetich. Outside and low, ball two. 2-2. Runner first for the Lady D's. We're going to be at Bussey on Wednesday night with boys baseball action, Bill. And we'll have the Sabres from Twin Cedars taking on the Albia Blue Demons. That should be a great ball game. Here's the pitch, and that was fouled over on the left field side, out of play. Count remains 2-2. And you know, Albia had a great weekend in boys baseball. They were in the Colfax tournament and defeated two ranked teams. And Twin Cedars, as you said with me earlier before the game, very talented. That should be a great matchup Wednesday night. Strike three on that outside corner, down on strikes looking. Lexi Poland, there's one down, and here's Anna Riley.
Two down, rather.
Anna popped out to the second baseman and reached on an error by the shortstop. She's 0-for-2. I can see Anna get a base hit here. Get something going. There's a fly ball. Might drop it. No, there is Hendricks over under it. Makes the play, and that's the third out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We played five. It's the Centerville Redheads 13. The Albia Lady D is one. And by the way, we want to mention, Scott, before we send it back for one of our fine sponsors, we'll be bringing everybody that Twin Cedars Albia game from Bussey Wednesday night, Bill and I. And that game time, we'll be on the air with that about 7 o'clock approximately with our Big Blue Live, and we'll be talking to some interesting guests with our behind-the-scenes feature, Where Are They Now feature, and we're also going to be talking to one of the players from the Albia baseball squad with their profile feature. I want to remind you, after this game, too, we'll be talking to Mitch Chance and also one of the Albia players. With that, of course, this game has ended.
Ooh.
And that's why I have not sent it back to you, Scott, because it's all over with the 10-run rule with Centerville winning at 13-1. We're not done yet. Mitch is going to be up here shortly, and we're going to talk to, I would imagine, Cassie Smallwood, or rather, Sydney Weldon, who was a hitting star for Albia. But again, we want to remind you, we're not done yet. We're going to have Mitch up here with our post-game interview with him, and we're going to be talking to one of the Albia players, and we're going to tell you what our play of the game was for Albia. There weren't many plays of the game tonight, as Albia loses it to the Redheads 13-1. Nick Beloman, his first year at Centerville, they moved to 7-2. Albia drops to 2-4. And one of the interesting things about the Redheadsville in this game is just they hit the ball well. You're going to give us the totals in a minute. But they are really slap hitters, aren't they, Rudy? I want to get Rudy over here for a minute, too. Rudy Riley, the PA guy, and did football and some other stuff for Albia, KIIC, for so many years. Just a genuinely great guy, and it was great to see him up here. Familiar face for us tonight. Centerville, just a lot of slap hitters. They make good contact. Misetich, I would not say, is an outstanding pitcher, but she doesn't beat herself. She gets the ball in there. She's got a little bit of movement, which we saw even late in the game. And they play pretty good defense, but Albia just didn't play a very good game, didn't they?
Well, it's kind of been this way throughout the year. Right now, it's
very young.
Yeah, they're very young, couple, three seniors, but they just haven't been able to hit the ball right yet. They played in three games in over the weekend. Only scored four runs. They only scored one run here. So it's just basically getting runs. And when you start getting those runs, the defense starts getting a little better, the pitching starts getting a little better, and right now they're just down. And if you remember last year, they started out 0-6 and then came back and had a great second half of the year. So I'm hoping that's what will happen this year. But just looking up here and being an old coach, their swings don't look very good. I mean, they're just, something's off, and I don't know what it is. But
I was analyzing that a little bit. I was trying to be a little bit polite. But one of the things I really noticed with Albia, we might talk about that when Mitch comes up. Their form is a little off. They are stepping in the bucket a little bit. They're kind of reaching out there. They're lunging a little bit. It's just not real comfortable. And a lot of that's youth. And a lot of that was Misetich, too. But they're not real comfortable up at the plate. The one person who was comfortable tonight was Sydney Weldon. And actually, I thought your daughter Anna got some good cuts. But then you see that senior experience coming through. Emma Dineen got some good cuts, and it seemed like through the game, they started to get some better swings at the ball, but they dug themselves into such a big hole that, it's just hard to come back. And Centerville's a good ball club.
Well, as you know, everything's contagious. Hitting is contagious. One or two starts hitting, everybody starts hitting, but the bad thing is losing is contagious, too. You can kind of get all these people up here in Iowa that are Cup fans. I mean, they know that losing just gets contagious, and you just can't get it out of your system. It takes forever, but...
I don't
either. I'm a Cardinal fan, too. And they're winning, by the way, 3-0 right now.
That's right.
But Mitch is an extremely positive coach, does a fantastic job with the girls, and this funk won't last long with them. He'll have them up and going here in no time.
That's a good point I want to make, Rudy, that you just made. When you're a young club and you're struggling, like Albia obviously did tonight, we hope when we come back Thursday we can report a win. You've got to have a coach that's very good with young players, that's patient, that's going to keep teaching. It becomes a teaching thing to try to improve on some things. I noticed in the outfield a little bit, need to be a little more aggressive at coming in on some of those balls, try to make those plays. If you're going to make mistakes, you want to make them by being aggressive. You don't want to play it so safe that you don't. And that's why, we mentioned the Cardinals here a little bit. They say St. Louis has had 8 rookies up this year pitching. Mike Matheny is the perfect manager for a young team. Tony La Russa was a great Hall of Fame manager, but probably wouldn't have been the right guy for that. You've got to have a lot of patience when you have a young team. But Albie will bounce back. He'll have them ready to go. And I think they're playing again tomorrow night. We're not broadcasting that game, but I think they go to Eddyville tomorrow night. And Eddyville's always tough in softball. Maybe not. Has that been changed? Davis County.
Davis County, great tradition. And we're going to be back here Thursday night, though, as we're going to be doing the softball game with Albie. And hopefully we can report a win then. Depp Cleveland, always Depp Cipher now. I remember in the Depp Cleveland days. Always does a great job with Sheriff. And we'll have that game on Thursday. We will have baseball action, though, for you Wednesday as we'll travel to Twin Cedars. Pussy, Twin Cedars, the Sabres, great ball club taking on Boyd Britton, and they're coming up pretty strong here of late. A couple of big wins over ranked teams. We're going to have Mitch Chance up here for our post game and our star of the game in just a little bit. Great to see Rudy Riley, great guy, and Bill's still figuring totals, and we'll be back with those totals in our post game in a little bit. And stay with us, and we'll have some final comments. And we're glad we're with you tonight. It's been a long time, Bill. We had that technical glitch as Verizon dropped us. But we've enjoyed bringing the game, and we'll bring a lot of victories this year. This is the first of a lot of baseball and softball games. Scott, we're going to send it back to you. Okay. We'll be back in just a moment.
I can see you want me to run the...
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Hello, Lonnie Stripe here for Humiston Livestock Auction, inviting you to a special cattle sale this Tuesday, June 4th, starting at 12 noon. Here's a few of their listings. Here's Hadley with two yearling purebred Angus breeding bulls. Here's Post with 60 fancy black steer nevers, 5 to 700. Costman with 54 fancy black steer nevers, 550 to 7. Haller, 30 fancy mostly black heifers, 750 to 8. Brian, 30 fancy black steer nevers, 750 to 850. Lutz with 5 fancy black heifers at 8 to 850. Plus many more cattle by sale time. For more information and consign your stock, call the barn at 641-877-2831. And we hope to see you in Humiston on Tuesday.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30 year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
The saddle here bringing play-by-play, and kind of in an auspicious start for the game we had. The Lady D's are young, as Rudy said, and they're going to bounce back. We'll have their game Thursday. You have the totals for the ball game.
Yeah, the totals for the Albia Lady D's scored two runs, got four hits. Three of those hits were by Sidney Weldon. We left five on base, and Demon defense committed six errors. Those are unofficial statistics, and I have Van Pullen, the Lady D pitcher, with two strikeouts. For Centerville, 13 runs on 16 hits, 7 runners left on. They committed one error, and their pitcher struck out 5.
And that was Kylie Misicich, and of course, she now moves on the year to 7-2, as do the Redettes. Albie drops to 2-4, and Van Pullen took the loss. And the story of the game, early errors, got Albie in a hole, and then Centerville just really started hitting the ball. And I was impressed. They're very much slap hitters, and they were slapping the ball over the place. It was, and people aren't going to remember this, he's before our time even, there was a great baseball player in the early 1900s in Major League Baseball. His name was Wee Willie Keeler, Bill. And
I remember Wee Willie.
And what was his slogan?
We really said, hit them where they ain't.
And that is what the Centerville Redettes did tonight. They hit them where they ain't. Now, I know that's not proper English, But you know the concept. Willie Keeler was not a did not have his doctorate, but he knew what he was doing. He was a good hitter. And Centerville was hitting it, for the most part, where Albie wasn't tonight. They were just a lot of slap hitters. We're waiting on Mitch Chance. He is having a long meeting with the Albia softball girls out there, and we're still hoping to get him up here. And we already told you we'll be coming from Bussey Twin Cedars, probably about 7 o'clock airtime with our features. And we want to tell you about that. Big Blue Live, we have a feature called Behind the Scenes. We've got great guests lined up for that before all of our games. We have another thing called Where Are They Now? Tonight we talked to Katie Jackson. We're going to talk to a lot of great Albia players from the past and baseball and softball, and we're going to do profiles. In fact, I can tell you we're going to talk to Anna Riley before the softball game Thursday when we're here again doing the Albia game. And, of course, we're going to give you a lot of other features during the game. Softball is such a fast game, Bill. You don't have to do many features with that, but we have a lot of things we're going to work in that you're going to have a lot of fun with during the course of the baseball season. While we're waiting on Mitch Chance, before we send it back for an update here from some of our fine sponsors with Scott, let's take a look. One of the things we always want to do is the Cardinal Cub update. We've got a lot of Cardinal fans. St. Louis leads Arizona. Cardinals have the best record in baseball right now, and Lance Lynn going for win number 8 tonight, and they lead the Western Division leader, Arizona, by a score of 4-0 in the top half of the 5th. In St. Louis. Lynn, as I said, going for win number 8 for the Cardinals. The Cardinals jumped out early in the first inning with Alan Craig singling. Matt Carpenter scored. Matt Holliday then came in to score, and the Cardinals have led from the get-go. The first inning, they're 4-0 on Arizona. In now the 5th inning. In other baseball action in the major leagues, the New York Yankees lead Cleveland 7-4. In the bottom of the 7th, and the Yankees have been a story, Bill. They continue to be right up near the top with Boston in the American League East, despite having so many men like Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, and a lot of others on the disabled list. The Yankees playing great baseball. Miami, who is headed probably for the worst record in Major League history, the way things are going out, trails Philadelphia, the Phillies 7-2 at the end of the 8th. Atlanta leading Pittsburgh 6-1 in the 7th. Cincinnati continuing to dog the Cardinals. The Cardinals have the best record in baseball. Cincinnati in the same division has the second best record in baseball. They're off to their best start since 1995. They lead Colorado 1-0 in the 8th. Milwaukee taking it on the chin to the Oakland A's 5-0 in the 5th. And the rest of the action night games. And the Cubs are not in action tonight. They have Monday night off.
Good. They need a rest.
They're playing better now.
They're playing better.
And they're getting some great play from Anthony Rizzo, their young first baseman. And their pitching staff's 4th or 5th in the National League, which is, they're coming. And I know they're excited about that, all the Cub fans in the area. So that's a look at some of the major league scores going on right now. We've looked at some other things. We're still waiting for Mitch. We're going to send it back to you, Scott, for a word from some of our great sponsors that are going to make this 2013 baseball and softball season an exciting one. So we'll be back right after this.
Shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. They're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's a super buy at Jim and Charlie's on Clamato tomato juice cocktail. 32-ounce bottles are $2.79. A super buy on Hunt's snack pack puddings and jellos. 4 to a package are 99 cents. And a super buy on Prego pasta sauce. 24-ounce bottles are 2 for $4. Savings at Jim and Charlie's.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun. Summer's Car Credit. We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Mitch.
I'll be taking on Jim to the Redhead tonight. And Mitch Chance had a long and prolonged meeting with the Albia Lady D's a little bit ago, and he just broke it up, and we typically would have him on the post game. We're not going to be able to do that tonight. He is having a very, very, very long meeting with the Lady D's, so we're not going to put him through that. We're going to pick our star of the game, and that's an easy choice, though, tonight, Bill. It had to be Sydney Weldon for Albia. She just had a great game. One of the few bright spots, really, for Albia tonight. She was 3 for 3. She had a double, a home run, and then a single, and she also threw out a runner at home plate. She just had an outstanding game. So our star of the game, Sydney Weldon for Albia. And the play of the game for Albia had to be Sydney Weldon's home run in the third inning. So she is our star of the game from the Albia vantage point. But really, all the bright spots were for the Redheads tonight other than that. So Mitch Chan's not going to be available to us as he's still talking to some of the players, but we enjoy being with you tonight. Bill, it's been a long time since we've done this. We had extensive coaching careers, you and I, over the years, and a pretty long broadcast career. We've been doing a lot of other things in the years in between, but it was fun to be back with you tonight. And to be here, we just wish the outcome would have been a little different. But we'll look forward to bringing you baseball action on Wednesday night, and we'll be back here Thursday night. And we hope you tune in and stay tuned to KIIC. They'll tell you when we go on with our pregame, and we'll also have some great postgame things for you as well. Sorry we had the little technical glitch from Verizon tonight. We missed a half inning, but contrary to rumor, we did not go to the concession stand during that time. Scott Pry did a great job on the board, and he had a couple of other young men in there who were working on the board, and I know they did a great job too. We appreciate Joe Millage for getting it all together for us. And we'll look forward to being with you again Wednesday night from Buzzy Twin Cedars. So, for tonight, the Centerville Redheads defeating Albia, and we say, thanks for your time this time, and until next time, so long. So I